The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From Irish cuisine to gigs and gaffes, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with us to tell us about all the stories that we just might have missed from across the country this week. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad at all, actually. The good. End of another week.
The end of another week, yes. Yeah. And after this, I'm going to the launch of Taste of Kildare. Never mind your Taste of Dublin.
Oh, right.
I know that's on this weekend. Taste of Kildare's on mid-August.
Yeah.
But some of us are invited to a launch of it today.
Oh, you're Mr. Ambassador
VIP,
for Nace.
You know. Yes, so looking forward to lots of lovely food and a couple of drinks, hopefully.
Yeah, good stuff. What do we miss this week?
Well, sad news to start off in Offaly, but also what a life led as well, because Ireland's oldest person, Eileen Nell Hines, died during the week at the age of 109. Or when people get to that age, we like to say in their 110th year.
Yeah,
do you know, because it's such a long, long life. So she was born on the 15th of December, 1916. I mean, the things that woman has lived through when you think about from 1916. As she was born near Moneygall in County Offaly, a very famous part of the country. She came from a family of four boys and two girls. And her sister, there really is longevity in this family, because her sister, Julia, lived to the age of 98.
Why?
And now Eileen has lived to 109. And she worked in the post office in Moneygall until she got married in 1939. So the last time she worked was in 1939. And they went on to have 10 children, 7 boys and 3 girls. And she had 30 grandchildren, 55 great-grandchildren and 7 great-great-great-grandchildren.
That's
incredible.
Amazing, isn't it?
Lots of lovely tributes pouring in. Someone said, what a wonderful woman and a wonderful life she had, surrounded by everyone she loved. And the local Camogie Club wrote as well about the passing of Ireland's oldest person, Eileen Hines, that Eileen had many granddaughters who played Camogie for the club, and she was always interested to know how their teams were doing, took interest in all their achievements. Her funeral took place last Sunday at St. Eta's Church.
Well, condolences to all the family there, the Hines family. But well, God, 100 in your 110th year.
Unreal.
I know. Fair play to her.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, troopage with love in all of us promise.
So that's the Canadian National Anthem. I've never heard before.
I don't think I recognise that.
Could do it livening up a bit, couldn't it?
Yeah, it sounds more like a sort of a
funeral
hymn.
Song or something. Yeah, or a hymn, yeah. Well, anyway, it's all go in Mayo for the visit of the Canadian Prime Minister. He's in town and in the country.
They have connections to everywhere.
Oh, yeah, of course they do. Mayo are linked to everywhere. Joe Biden, and now we have Mark Carney.
What's his connection?
He has deep ancestral roots straight back to Mayo. I think on both sides of his family, he has links through his grandparents and great-grandparents as well. So what we have is Mark Carney coming to Ireland. I think he's in Dublin tomorrow and then he's heading to Mayo. And we're told excitement has completely taken over in Mayo ahead of the visit of Mark Carney. Galway BO says to celebrate the visit of this big political figure, the team at the Westport Country Lodge Hotel have pulled off a masterclass in marketing, because they've officially announced they're renaming one of their most beloved long-standing menu items in his honour. And this is for good. So they're introducing it this weekend, but it's for good. And apparently the hotel is booking up fast this weekend because of his visit. So they have a spicy classic beef dish, which they've now renamed Chili Mark Carney.
That's very good.
The price of it is going to be €19.65. The reason why, that's the year Mark Carney was born.
No way.
Isn't
that's
very
an
good?
Awful lot of thought put into that. Fair play to them.
It worked out well for them. That's kind of the price you'd pay for a chili con carne as well. So this is Westport Country Lodge. Now, we don't know whether the Canadian Prime Minister himself will pop into the lodge to test it out. He should, though. He should go and see.
They'll have to arrange that now.
Chili Mark Carney in Westport.
They'll need to get a Biden buff as well or something.
Absolutely, yeah. That's good idea. So, and as I say, they're all very excited in Mayo. He's come to Dublin as well, but there's not that much talk about him going to Dublin. It's all about going to Mayo.
No Dublin restaurant had the foresight to recreate a dish after his name.
I walk on water.
that's Beyonce flat out walking on water, because we're going to talk about water parks. Have you ever been to a water park?
Ah, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I just said at home.
Sorry, well, there's a water park in Bundoran in the first instance. Waterworld.
Oh, yes, of
course.
Had
all my childhood birthday parties in Waterworld.
And this Pleasureland as well was in, or Leisureland, I think maybe is the name, not Pleasureland. Sorry.
I don't know where you were going. Leisureland.
Leisureland.
Mother of God.
Thank God, too.
I hope you weren't too young.
That's the wrong name, yes, Leisureland. But anyway, I'm just saying, I've never been to a water park.
What? You know,
I've never even...
You blow my mind. The things that you have not experienced in life.
On YouTube.
This is like you've never tried a taco. This
I know,
the
yeah.
Other thing.
I still haven't, even though Taco Bell's in the country. But I was watching a travel yoke on YouTube the other day of a cruise ship with a water slide, and I realised I've never even been on a water slide in my life.
I was going to say, if you've never been to a cruise, I was going to say, well, that's not that shocking. But like,
I actually have been on a cruise, but not on a water slide. So anyway, I need to get off to Leitrim because there's a brand new water park opening in Leitrim. And it's the new water park there, and they hope it's going to strengthen the county's reputation as an outdoor destination. Head to Leitrim for your holidays. It's in Loch Allen Adventure Centre, and they've just opened their new water park, obviously set on the lake as well. It sounds very picturesque, and it features interconnected floating obstacles, slides, trampolines and climbing features. And Loch Allen Adventure Centre began with guided kayaking tours and paddle boarding. Mm. And now they have this new water park and they're hoping it'll be a big major summer draw.
I've heard about the Loch Allen Adventure Centre, but I haven't.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that it was.
This would be for
it.
People who like kind of adventure holidays rather than just sort of lying on a beach.
This is where you and I do not fit in.
This is where we check out. But the co-founder of Loch Allen, Edwin Gray, says adventure tourism today is more, it's all about adrenaline. People want adrenaline type holidays, and they also want to share memories together and also time to slow down and switch off. So they're saying they'll do all three in one. So Leitrim for your water parks and your water
slides. And it's called?
Loch Allen Centre, I think.
Yeah.
Loch Allen Adventure.
And not Pleasureland.
Or Leisureland. No good at chatting up, and I always get ripped off. Enough to drive me to the brink. I don't do no washing up. I always leave the stuff piled up. I piled up in the sink. So you've been at a few kitchen parties in your day.
Yes.
And house parties. Well, we're going to Donegal, actually, for our last story.
Where I went to many a kitchen house party.
You would have loved this then. So it's the idea of a gig and a gaff. I actually really like this idea. We all know you go on a night out. Sometimes you're invited back to houses for, you know, an after party or a party before you go out. And there isn't any music. Like, if people come over to our house, we just stick on YouTube music, and that's kind of it. Well, this Donegal band is changing things because three musicians who play at a Donegal pub are on a mission to bring concerts into living rooms and kitchens in every Irish county. They're in the Irish Independent this week, and they're called Gig in a Gaff. And this month, they had their third concert at a living room in Dublin. And what they say is, one of the founders, Aaron Coleman, says, when we would go on a night out in college, the afters would sometimes have a DJ if you ended up in someone's house, but that doesn't really happen anymore. So he started off and said to his friends, it would be really cool if you could get bands to play in houses, like a full band playing in someone's...
So, but it's just like hiring a band to come, well, not that you would hire a band to come to your house, but it's the same thing.
Same idea, but no one ever
does
that.
What kind of money is this?
Free. They're doing it all for free. It's fantastic.
Jesus, right, I have to get them.
You should do
this. For my summer barbecue.
Yes, absolutely. So it's Aaron Coleman, it's Kieran McBrearty and Matthew Melia, and they basically posted the idea on Instagram, and they had over 100 shares in just one day. As I say, it's just for the crack, it's free. And the idea is there are so many bands in Ireland that need to be seen. So now you can get great Irish music in your own house at your own gaff party. They've now had concerts in Donegal, Louth and Dublin. So the first concert was in the garage of a house in the countryside in Donegal. The second was in the kitchen of a woman's house in Louth. And then after that, in Dublin, they played at the house of a doctor. He allowed them to play in
the
sitting room.
What's the band's name?
I don't have the band's name, but the thing they're called on Instagram is Gig in a Gaff, if you want to look them up. But they're three musicians who normally play in a pub. Yeah.
And they'll do it for free.
They do it for free. Now, they come in with a drum kit, guitar, bass, vocalist and a sound system.
Oh, my neighbours will love this.
Now, here's the thing about your neighbours. The good news is they start at 6 p.m. and they finish at 9. So that avoids noise complaints because people, you don't want your neighbours sort of complaining or think that a bunch of hooligans have landed in. So 6 to 9, and they hope to do every county in the country. I might get them to come to my house in Nice.
Brilliant. I love it.
Good idea.
Finally, is the spice bag the ultimate Irish delicacy?
It seems to be. Do you like a spice bag?
Grant. To be honest, I think it's terribly overrated. Yeah. I find it very dry.
Is this something to do with the Lunchtime Live team? Because some of your producers don't like a spice bag either.
It's like, I like it.
I love one.
If I'm getting a takeaway, I'm not ordering it.
Oh, I'd always get a spice bag.
Would you?
I wouldn't get curry sauce. I would get satay sauce instead of curry sauce with my spice bag. But I love a spice bag, yeah. And the viral Irish delicacy via China and Chinese food is surging dramatically over the past year because it's just doing huge on social media and celebrities are now endorsing it. But worldwide search inquiries for what is a spice bag in Ireland have exploded by more than 5,000% in the past month alone. That's according to HelloFresh, who went off and did some research, and it's because people are flat out sharing it on TikTok. It's kind of like your Dubai chocolate, strawberries and things like that. So the spice bag has gone viral through taste test videos on TikTok, and also the actress Zendaya, who is Irish on her grandmother's side, who I never knew, she said she feels left out because she's never had a spice bag. She said, that sounds lovely. And she also knew what chips were rather than fries as well.
Where do you get your spice bag? Because maybe that has tainted my view of it.
There are two places in Nice I get it.
But are they Chinese restaurants?
Oh, yeah, they are. Sorry, yeah, they're Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, you see,
yeah.
I wonder, is that part of it?
Yeah, now they are a bag, but I've got it in a box before. Doesn't taste the same out of a pizza box, but some places do it in a piece of pizza box rather than a bag.
I'm sure some of our listeners will tell me where's the best place to try a spice bag.
Yeah, and am I the only one who gets satay sauce with it rather than curry? Because I just think that's too hot to have a spice bag and curry sauce. It's too much. Too much of a good thing.
Listen, enjoy your taste to Kildare.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to Sligo for a 50th birthday.
Oh, very good.
That's the stage of life I'm entering
now. Let's get this band down for the 50th.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they might like that.
Good idea. There's another county ticked off the list.
Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter, back with you 6 Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.